Rabbi Rav and Tainus, and we're at this is the Halacha Zayin. Avu Eil V'lo Nanu. We've already gone through six Tanesim, gone through three quasi Tanesim and three full Tanesim, and now they were not responded to. So Avu Eil V'lo Nanu basically goes from Od Sheva. They decree another seven. Shein Yud Gimel Tani Osa Tzibur, which is 13. Did anybody leave already?
Here comes
Yosef.
We would
all
leave.
Did anybody leave? No. So I have one more guy coming, so we'll have a minion then.
Oh, well, we should.
Yeah.
Yosef just went upstairs.
Okay, so tell him to come. Avei Lo Nanu. If these pass and they weren't responded to, basically goes in Od Sheva, basically decrees another seven fast. Shein Yud Gimel Tani Osa Tzibur, altogether 13. Six, three minor ones, three major ones, and these last seven. Uma Elu Yisera, so he's showing us how are these more than the first three? Should the first six, Sheb Elu Masriim Venalim Besachanuyos, and these. They actually blow shofar, and they lock the storefronts. They're not allowed to have their stores open. Uvasheni on Mondays when the fast is on Monday, so Mati Chashecha, they can open their gates at nightfall. In other words, after Tainus is over, in order to people should be able to buy food. Chamishi Mutari Nekovet Shabbos, and on Thursday they're allowed to stay open all day because of Kovet Shabbos, so people should be able to buy their goods for Shabbos. Rabbi Yudan Breid, Rabbi Chama the Kfar Tachmin said, Kibetoch Arboim Shalosa Moshe Bahar. Now the 13 Tanios correspond to the 40 days that Moshe did in the mountain. That's why they don't make any more than 13. Now I don't understand exactly. The Korbanated Mirvein Moshe says because between each Tanis there are 3 days. So therefore, 13 times 3 is
39.
But the Carbon Eda says it's over the course of 6 weeks. So 6 times 7 is 42. He says take off 1 day because it begins on a Monday and ends on a Monday. I don't understand exactly how you make it round it down to 41. But the bottom line is, I'm not sure which Cheshbon is correct, but it's somewhere between the area of 40 to 39, 42, approximately. The amount of time which Moshe Rabbeinu spent in Har Sinai, that seemed to be, I guess, the maximum amount of time of supplication for something. If it doesn't work by then, there's no point in bothering.
What's wrong with 13 attributes of Hashem?
Well, no, that's a cute reason too, but for some reason the Lord doesn't use it. I guess because of that, supplication dates is the entire period. Okay, Amar Yisrael said, no, it's not because of the 40 days. Cute, but no, that's not the reason. You don't make the tzibur have to, inflict too much suffering on the tzibur. So 13 fasts, it's enough. Not more than that, you can't inflict on them. Amar Rechir Barbar said, She'ima yushnei dvorim. Now this is not clear what it's going back on. I think it's going back on the Gemara we learned last night. The Gemara said that sometimes you start off right away with major tanios. In other words, you don't even start from halfway measures, you start with full-blown tinyus right at once. So what is that going on? What's an example of a time when you start with a full-blown tinyus right away? Shemushnei Dvarim, there are two things. Gonatiris Kushami and Vigavoy. Let's say at the same time you had the rain ceased, and there's also a plague of locusts. It's like it's a double whammy. Then, Masir Lame, then you don't go in the gradual escalation of tinyus, which you have at a time of when you're lacking rain, but you start already right away with the most severe form of tinyus because, you know, things are very, very bad and very, very dismal. But Lama Bilay Tartimilaya. Why these two things together? Now, it's not just because it's a double whammy, but rather because Om Rabbi Yisrael Rabun, Bilay Tartimilaya Shiare Rabbe. In this, if you have these two plagues together, obviously famine makes the food scarce, and obviously locusts make the food scarce, so the prices go sky high. Shure is the shar, which is the going price of grain in the market. Rabi means the grows very great. So at that point, since the price of grain is going to shoot up and escalate very dramatically, so therefore you make a full-blown tinnitus right away. Uvsheni mati in chashecha. Monday nights, you say you can open up towards nightfall. Now, if a store has two doors, you don't need to open both doors. In other words, to publicize that there are problems, you open one door and keep one door locked. On Thursday, you're allowed to open the store because of the covet of Shabbos. So ask more, what about on Thursday? You also have to preserve the one door open and one door shut on Erev Shabbos, on for a Thursday. For Thursdays, you're allowed to open both doors. The Gemara doesn't answer the question. Of Elo Nenu, if these days pass and they did not respond, they were not answered in those days. Nemati Mamaso Matun, you diminish the amount of commerce which you do throughout the course of the year. In other words, there are 13 Tanios which pass. We can't make more than 13. For now, what happens if we weren't responding to? So Nebuch, the year is a drought, right? So when the year is drought, you diminish the amount of commerce you do. Binyan, you diminish the amount of building you do. Venetia, you diminish the amount of planting you do. Beirusin, diminish even the amount of engagements which you get engaged. Uvenisuin, you diminish the amount of marriages which you celebrate. You minimize the amount of even personal greetings between individuals. Like people who are being repudiated, who are rejected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in other words, people who feel are, so to speak, in chayrim. Individuals continue, not the community, can't make any more gzeiros in the community, but individuals continue to fast Acheyetze Nisan until Nisan passes. Yotza Nisan v'yardukshom, if Nisan passes, then the rain comes. Simon Klol, it's a sign of a curse. Shneemayad, it says, V'alok tir chitimayom, today is the day of harvest. And it's not supposed to rain anymore in the harvest period, because it ruins your harvest, it ruins your grain. So therefore, if after Nisan rains, it's no good. Levi said, that which you said, we diminish the amount of building. How did the timer that you say, Binyan Shel Simcha, building which has to do with joy, with happiness. Avalima Yakislo, go ahead. But if you have a wall which was rickety or about to fall down, so you can knock it down, Ubone, and rebuild it. In other words, you're not allowed to expand your house in a way which is purely for personal pleasure. Pleasure is the right word, but for your own expansiveness. But if it's in this necessary building, you're allowed to do it. Shmuel Amar Kaisla de Ganabe. Shmuel says, I'm going to explain this there are a few different explanations here, but the nice explanation, I think, is the one given on the bottom by someone from here, which is that you're really allowed to build any building. It's just not a building of a chosen. Ganabe is like a key, the one which a chosen sleeps. Gano is a canopy, like we've had in Sukkah a few times, the kilas chasanim. So Gano is a kila, it's like a canopy. So it seems like this is a house which was built when a person first got married. So this house which they built when a person got married, special symbol involved in that you can't build when there's a drought. It's linked to what we said before. You don't make many marriages, so you don't build them special ornate canopies for their wedding. Rabbi Bobar Kohen, Omar Kumi Rabbi Yasa, and Rabbi Yachos said B'Shem Rabbi Yaakov Reidei, also La'aris Isha Be'erev Shabbos. Now to get engaged Friday. Why are you thinking I'll get engaged Friday? Stop Friday. Nothing to do with droughts. Why not?
Taking away from Simcha
Shabbos. Take away from the Achonis for Shabbos, right? The preparation for Shabbos are going to be disrupted by your Simcha. So it's Mahoda Dat Omar, that which you said, that you now have to get engaged on Friday, Shalos, so Suda Seirusin. Now to make a Suuda, in other words, make divorce, right? Well, Yaris, but to actually get engaged, I can get engaged on Friday. Shmoma Arfil B'Tisha B'Av, Yaris. You can even get engaged on Tisha B'Av. That somebody shouldn't grab the girl who you want to marry. If you don't engage.
I thought they wait until Tubov anyway.
today. Isn't that when the...
Is that when people get engaged, too, Bob?
Okay, we got
That's when the women go after the men.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, but this is talking about where you were going out beforehand. And the Chavish Tas Shmuel, this is the Gemara has a theological question on Shmuel. Because Tamanu Amar, it says, Elokim Moshiv Yechidim Baisa, Hashem puts the individuals in their houses, Bimos Naim, with balanced scales, Lalos Hema, to bring them up, Mehevel, from their emptiness, Yachad. With God is the one who's Mzavik Zivugim, V'chol Amarachem. But here it says maybe somebody else will chaperein. So it's a contradiction. Is it predestined, or is it somebody else going to be able to get your future fiancé? So good kasha. We'll see the answer after tomorrow. We have the theological question as to what happens. Can somebody else chaperein your predestined wife? Hi, she's predestined to you. So the Gemara gives a very interesting answer. Gemara says, this is all in the Bavli. So it says, Elishema Shaloyek Temenu Acher Betfila. Even though something is predestined, it can be changed through davening. And therefore, if I don't get engaged to her today, so maybe somebody else will daven for her and she'll get this woman instead of me. So therefore, I have to...
That's not being covetous.
What?
That's not being covetous.
No, well, all's fair in love and war. Okay. So in any event, so he's not married to her yet.
That's right.
Right? So says Gemara, interesting to comment, though. Afilu ken lo kaima. If somebody else gets your intended bride by davening for her, and therefore succeeds in changing the divine decree, it's the marriage is still not going to last. In other words, either one of you will obviously predecease the other, or there'll be divorce, and she'll eventually end up marrying the first guy anyway. So it's interesting that you can change the gzera, but he can't change it permanently. Okay, they won't be successfully changed. Okay? Says, why does the Mishnah have to tell us that you have to diminish the greeting, personal greeting? Lokentai, do we learn, Ein sholim b'shlom chaveirim b'tisha b'av? You do not ask as to how your friends are doing in Tisha B'Av. Chaverim, meaning here not just friends, but your people who are knowledgeable. Shimon said, Yotu b'safarof, you can answer softly if a person who's not so knowledgeable says hello to you, you can answer hello. But otherwise, you're not allowed to. So the question is, of course, if on Tisha B'Av, which is less severe, on Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to get engaged. On these days, when rain is not falling in the season, you're not even supposed to get engaged. So if in Tisha B'Av, which is less severe, you're not allowed to do Sheila Shalom. You have to diminish your personal greetings. So it's possible that these days you have to diminish your personal greetings. What's the Chiddush that the Mishnah has to tell us? So it says, I'll tell you. It's for the days in between the fasts. Because the day Tisha B'Av is a fast. I might say the fast themselves you diminish in Sheila Shalom. But who says that days after, days which are not fast days? That's one interpretation. Another interpretation which is given is a tremendous Kiddush, which is given that Ephraim says that even on Shabbos. Says even on Shabbos, if it's a year of a drought, you diminish personal greetings. And Yom Shabbos means the Shabbosos. In between, even though you think you have to say, you know, Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom, whatever they said, Shabbat Tava, you don't say because it's a year of drought. Yotze Nisan, when Nisan is over, if it rains in Siman Klal, it's a sign of a curse. On Rabbi Yossi Barbun, it's not the month of Nisan. Vad Nisan Shul Tkufa means the spring season. In other words, even after Nisan is over, of course, the spring goes on for a while, right? The spring actually just began this year, shortly before Pesach, right? March 21st to June 21st. So it's not considered yet to be a Siman Klal until it's June 21st. Until then, it's still okay.
Is this only in Israel?
Only in Israel, right. That's only if no rain fell beforehand at all. If it already rained before, then when it rains later on, I assume it's going on still later in the spring. It's going to be a different perspective. Aaron's perspective is that it can rain during any time during the spring, and that's okay. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchok saying, and not any time during the spring, but or rather, I guess it could be any time of spring, but only if it rained once in the winter. In other words, if it didn't rain once in the winter, then for it to rain in the spring is just a sign of curse. But if it rained a little bit in the winter, then it continues to rain in the spring, then that's okay. Okay, Hajloch Meimasai. Seder Tanios Ketzad. How do you make a Tainis? Motim is a Teva Chobashir. You take the Teva into the middle of the street. What's the Teva? Trick question. So obviously, if it's a trick question, that's the wrong answer.
Right.
So what's the right answer if it's not the Shulchan? The Aron Kodesh. Yeah. You take the Aron Kodesh into the middle of the street of the city. But notice in April, Maklin, you put ashes. Got ashes from a fire. Gabi etzev on top of the Aron. Verosha nasi, the head of the nasi. Verosha base, the head of the court. The kol echad ve'echad noita v'nosim verosha. Everybody takes and puts on their own head. Okay. Hazogich ben the eldest among them. Oymer lifneim divrei kibushim. He says in front of them musar. Divrei kibushim means words which will conquer their hearts. Achenu. Our brethren. Lo ne'emar banchi Nineveh. Does not say the people of Nineveh. Vayar lokim. Sorry, Lona Marbanchin, if it doesn't say be able to Valukim is Sakom is Tani some of the God saw their sackcloth and their fasting. Ella, rather, Valukim is Masayim. God saw their deeds. Ki kar ki shavim darkamaroa, they return from their bad ways. Vakabola Maomir, and also what does it say in the Navi? Nikiru Vavchem, grip your heart. Vabi Dechem, not your clothing. Vashuvah Hashem Lokechem, return to God your Lord. Why they go out to the street of the city? Lomar to say, Chashvenu kilu golim fanecho, look at us as if we went into exile before you, and therefore have mercy on us. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, another interpretation, which is kind of much more strident interpretation. It's actually a demonstration. Mufishin yispalu betzina v'lonenus is a dominant in private and were not answered. Picho yetu lachutz v'yisparsmu. We're outside and we'll show that we're davening. You know, it's like saying, well, we want, we're demand. So I guess it's like putting pressure on HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
It's a community effort also.
Yeah.
It shows that all the people are
gathered understand. Together. It's, but yeah, all the shuls come out to the middle. That's right.
So
all
they don't have to worry about the Aron Kodesh getting wet.
Yeah. Aranchi Avav Alam Matim Es HaTeva L'chov HaShir. Why do we take out the Aron Kodesh? To the street, Lomar to say, Kli Echot Shechemdash, Hohaya Lonu, the one precious object which we have, which is the Aron Kodesh, Garma of Nosheshe's Baza, our sins, of course, that must be degraded as well. If you remember, in the early part of the Common Era, the Aron Kodesh was actually made on wheels. They used to wheel it in and out of the shuls. Are you aware of that? Anyway, shape, or form? It's archaeological studies have demonstrated that the Aron Kodesh was usually made on wheels. And they would not keep it in a shul because the shul is kind of a multi-purpose room. That they would wheel it in and out for prayer services. So in this case, they would wheel it into the street, in the plaza. Rabbi Chuna, the great of Tzipori said, Avosenu chipo so zov. Our forefathers made their Aron with gold in the midbar. We have covered ours with ashes in order to show that we are in desperate, dire straits. Rabbi Yaakov Drumi said, "Why do we blow on trumpets when we have a tinus?" Loma to say, "Consider us as if we are bleeding like animals before you, bleating." I don't think this is in the Bavli. I think this is source people have a custom to go to the Beis HaKfaras on the Tainus. A Tishbav of the Tanesim. So here it is. Why do people go among the Kfaros? Lomar to say, Chashvenu kilu mesim lefanecha, look at it as if we are dead before you. In other words, it's a way also of arousing mercy.
That's what
they say nowadays, but the Yerushalmi didn't say that. It's not the type of thing the Gemara would say. The Gemara wouldn't say you have to go to the cemetery to have mitzchus avos. That's like a superstitious kind of perspective. Not that it's necessarily invalid, but that's not the type of thing you find in Gemara, that the Beis HaKfaras is more schus. Everything is involved in going to Beis HaKfaras. You get all these advantages. If we're liable to death, it's as if we're dead. We've left the city. If it's the hungry, Hare Ravim. We're certainly hungry on our trek to the basic course. But no seem after Machagabe table, we put the ashes on the head of the Aron Kodesh. Our shame, and this commemorates the post, it says, Imo Anokhi Batsar, God is with us in our travails. Rabbi Zira says, Kos Manda Bina Chamelon Ovdin Kate, every time I saw, interesting, same Rabbi Zira, every time I saw them doing this, putting the ashes on the Aron Kodesh in the tinus, have a goofy rod, my body trembled. He was extremely moved by their putting the ashes on the Aron Kodesh. Biyomit Rabbi Ilah, and in the days of Rabbi Ilah, that's Rabbi Ilah, Havun Shavki Arona Va'alin Lo. They would leave the Aron in between davenings. They would leave the Aron in the street and go into the houses. Amalei Rabbi Zira said, Lo ketai, no, it's not right. Then we learned, Lo yimischafin alea kol yom. When they had to watch the Aron the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash. They law you mischafin el kol yom. They would not switch the entire day. El echad yeshiv u'misham kol yom. One person would sit in the same place the same day. So he says also here we're supposed to sit and watch the Aron. But I found interesting is that, you know, in Great Britain nowadays the changing of the guard is a big ceremony, right? Mm-hmm. But they don't. The Gemara doesn't hold the change of guard. It says it's better to have the same guard all day. So yeah, law you mischafin. You would not switch in the middle of the day. You wouldn't make watches. Each person watching it the entire day. In any event, what we're trying to learn now is that if you take the Aron to the Rechov of the city, you're not supposed to leave it alone in the street. Perhaps in this we have the minhag. Some people add that when there's more than one Sefer Torah taken out of the Aron, that a person sits with each Sefer Torah. Right? So you don't just put it down and leave it there. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda bar Menashe, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman said, why ashes? In order to commemorate the merit of Avram Avinu, said, Anochi offer vefer, I am dust and ashes. The other said, to commemorate the schus of Yitzhak, who was put on the Mizbeach like a korban, which is burnt to ash. Says, in order to commemorate the schus of Avram, bein offer bein efer. You're yaitzi with dirt. Because Avraham Avinu said, "Anochi afar ve'efer." He said, "I'm dirt and ashes." So it'd be either dirt or ashes. I'll show you Anochi afar ve'efer, right? You said it's commemorating Yitzchak's chus ubivad efer. It's got to be ashes because the offer is not relevant. It's like a carbon. It has to be ashes, not dirt. Rowing a forashal Yitzchak u'tzara gavizeh. We look at it as if the ashes of Yitzchak are placed on the Mizbeach. The ashes of Yitzchak means either Yitzchak was figuratively sacrificed or the ram, which was sacrificed in lieu of Yitzchak, its ashes on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yehuda bar Posi, kind of anofik, letan esa, when Yitzchak got so fast, have a omer command, he said in front of the rest of the assembly people, acheum, my brothers, kol mandalo matar sham shel agabe, anybody who is shamish does not come to him to give him the ashes, because it's not enough to go around. Yasav Afra, let him take dirt. He think Oration put in his head. So we see it's best to take ashes, because you hear it to both milas. But if you don't have ashes, then you can take dirt as well. Like we said, for Avraham Venus Anochi, offer vay for humility. Uvarosh Nasi, it's an ambition that you put the offer afer on the top of the head of the Nasi, of the leader of the generation. Omretan Khalifa, Kesaya, Atikla Kesaya, he said, Kidele Fasimo. In order, why somebody else has to put it on the head of the Nasi in order to publicize the acute situation in which we find ourselves. Why? Well, Domas Mizbaz Ma'atz is no comparison to somebody who degrades himself, Mizbaz Mi'achad, than somebody who is degraded by another person. So it's much more degrading for the Nasi to be degraded by somebody else, and that's why somebody else puts the ashes on his head. Ksiv, it says, Yeite Chosen Michos Chadro. The chosim will leave his room, the kav mikhbas, and the kav will leave her canopy. Yetzir chosim mikhachas, so we dash in that. The chosim will leave his room because of travails. Ze'aron, that refers to the Aron Kodesh. The kav mikhbas, the kav leaves her chuppah. Ze'atayra, which is in the Aron Kodesh. Dabrach, another interpretation. Yetzir chosim mikhachas, the chosim ze'anasi, he's the leader generation. The kav mikhbas, the kav from her canopy. She is the abbas, she revolutes the abbas, and the leader of the Sanhedrin. Rabbi Chama Maru Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Rabbi Chalbo said to Rabbi Yehuda the Nasi, who was the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, whose grandson also name was Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Pukimon, come up with house, us, with Sarocha Avar. Now, there are many ways of bringing these two words. I want to read the two words like this. Your anguish will cause the difficulties to pass. And it's a very interesting thing. The Gemara is going to come back, I don't know if we'll come to it tonight, but on Testament, the Gemara is going to come back to it. The Nasi's Tsar was an intentional component of the Tainus. I'm not sure exactly why, either because the Nasi, obviously, was the most significant member of Klal Yisrael, and therefore his degradation was Mora Rachmi Mim Shamayim, aroused to Hashem's mercy, or perhaps because when the Nasi is degraded, obviously everybody else is in anguish as a result, because they see their leader being, you know, diminished in stature, so that is what makes the Tainus much more effective. So he's saying, if you go out, your anguish, Sarcha Avar, will cause the Gzeira to go away, which is going to, the Gemara is going to come back to again later on. Okay? Says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yossi, Yodo Amra, this teaches us, Ilein Tanisa, Da'anan Abdin, actually this is basically what it says in Tessim Ralph, and it says it here and says it there again, later on with Bavel. Am Rabbi Yossi, Yodo Amra, this teaches us, Ilein Tanisa, Da'anan Abdin, the Tanis which we make, we tried to wait for you from Marv.
Well, there's no way.
We tried desperately to wait for you from Marv.
So.
Why don't you bring them to Shear? How old are they? Three?
Two.
Okay.
5 months.
The 2-year-old you could have brought. So I'm Rabbi Yossi Adam, Rav teaches Ilin Tanisa Da'anan Avdin, the Tanios which we make, Lace Inun Tanion, they're not Taval Tanios. Lama, why the lace Nasiho Iman? We don't have our Nasi. Now, he is interesting. The Shai Teres Eretz Yisrael says, because Rabbi Yossi lived in Tzipori. And where do you think the Nasi was?
Tveria.
That's right. So, therefore, he says, in Tveria they can make a real Tainus, but we can't, because without a Nasi, you can't make a real Tainus.
It wasn't too far away.
But still, there's only one Nasi. Right?
Usually the best one that declares the Tainus.
No, but here. What the Gemara is saying is something else, not for declaring it, but he had to participate in the assembly. Otherwise, the assembly did not have the proper stature of degradation. The Nasi has to be degraded among the other members of the assembly. So that's really what it's about. And there are now the halachic ramifications. Since we don't have a Nasi, all the severity of a full-blown tainus does not apply to us nowadays. We do not have a full-blown tainus where we ever do these things of taking the aron out to the middle of the city and putting on ashes. Why not? Because we have no nasi. So the effect would not be the same, so therefore we don't do it. The Gemara is saying that. I don't like that grin. I'm nervous
I
what you're about to say.
You guys are whitesmithing up the ashes on and
okay.
Saying it's declaring a tainus.
Well, but where's the aron?
He's a Weitzman, Nebuch, but maybe if Chaim Herzog did it, then it would mean something. All right. In any event, it says more further. I'm Rabbi Yossi, we just said. Kosev Echoraim, it's one part says, El Pnei, it should be Haparochas. That, now this is the blood sprinkled by the Parhelim Dover. You know, when the Sanhedrin makes a mistake and they pass in the wrong thing from Yisrael, so it says you have to sprinkle blood on the parochas. Because of Echad Omer, one pasuk says this is where the Kohen Gadol sins, the Kohen HaMashiach. It's Pnei Parochas HaKodesh, you sprinkle the holy parochas. So it's a contradiction. So the parochas and the holy parochas. Rabbi Yacho said, Tispalgun Rabbi Avo v'Rabbanan. Rabbi Avo and one rabbi had machlokas actually in perspective about this. Chadamar once said, Chota Anosi, if a leader sins, Hagdula Minkoim Omedes. It's not so bad. The Gdula still is retained. And therefore, it says Parochas HaKodesh, Chota Tibor, but if the entire community sins, then the greatness passes, and that's why it's no longer called Parochas HaKodesh, it's called the plain Parochas. So this Gemara, this perspective is the democratic perspective, right? That the Nasi is not as significant as the community, right? That when the community sins, it's much more devastating. That's why it only says they're Parochas, not Parochas HaKodesh. If the Nasi sins, the community, the Kedusha is still intact. Okay, that's one perspective. The Chacham had the exact opposite. They said Lefi shechotu alamed v'amulamed. Since the both the student and the teacher have sinned, lefichach yetzu lachutz, they should go outside. The afarsimun should become publicized. In other words, al shem votzi zabari mechutz amachne. That's why the bull is taken out of the camp. So an aim at the bull which was used for helim dover. So even oh, that's not it. That's not what I was referring to. This also is similar. He says, when the Sanhedrin sins together with the congregation, it's much worse than when the Nasi sins, and therefore they have to go outside and publicize it. That's why the par is burnt b'chutz ha'machne, and that's also why it doesn't say parol sakodesh. This is the one which I was referring to, the next part. Tani chizker, chizker says the exact opposite. It says, remez, the fact that it says parol sakodesh when the Nasi or the Kohen Mashiach sins, and not by when the by Sanhedrin sins, is to tell us, Kamakum Shiesh Mashiach, anywhere where there is a Nasi, a Mashiach, a rabbi, I guess, Yesh Aron. Oh, you got it. Yesh Aron. Any place there's an Aron. In other words, when there's a Mashiach around, then there's an Aron, and you can call the parochas parochas HaKodesh. Kamakum Shein Mashiach, wherever there is no Mashiach around, and Aron, although there is an Aron, of course, but there's no concept of parochos hakodesh.
What does Mashiach mean over
here? The anointed Kohen.
Oh,
Kohen Mashiach, Kohen God. Oh. Right. So we're saying that the anointed Kohen, his presence, and the presence by extension of Anasi, is what elevates the entire scenario and allows to call the parochos hakodesh. But when there's no Nasi presence, just quotes down the parochas, which is the exact opposite perspective, that the Nasi's presence is more significant than the presence of the congregation.
Aaron was only in the first place in Mikdash, correct?
Yeah.
So this is almost like a non-statement to say, Kol Makom Sheyesh Mashiach, whenever there was basically during the first place in Mikdash.
Right.
We have Kol Mashiach, then we have.
Right, but the Drasha implies also to Nasi, because it's in line with what we said before. That even after the Korban by Sheni, when there was a Nasi, there's a Tainus. When there's no Nasi, there's no Tainus. It's the same idea.
Okay, so the second base, we had a Nasi, but we didn't have a Mashiach, we didn't have an Aron.
Right, but the same idea would apply. That there's the parochas hakodesh, because it was a parochas second base in Mikdash. So it'd be called parochas hakodesh when there's an Aron, when there's a Nasi involved. There's a Nasi involved, it's not called parochas hakodesh. There's a higher level Kedusha when Am Yisrael has proper good leaders. That's what it really means. Okay? Vasio, and it says, of course, the reason why you're correct, the Gemara picks up on this, that the Aron issue is mentioned in context of the first base of Mikdash. Vasio, kekai demar Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yana, b'shem Rabbi Yacha, chamisha dvarim hoya b'mikdash achron chosim in Arishon. There are five things which are lacking in the second base of Mikdash, which were in the first base of Mikdash. Failing of these are those. Eish, the fire which came out from Shemayim in the form of a lion, the second base of Mikdash in the form of a dog, and it wasn't as hot. V'aron was in the first base of Mikdash, not the second. V'urim Tumim were the first, not the second. V'shemen HaMishcha, the anointing oil. V'ruach HaKodesh, and the divine presence. So all these things were only in the first, not in the second, and that's why the full understanding of the verse only pertains to the first base of Mikdash, where there was a Kohen Mashiach, anointed Kohen, and at the same time there was also an Aron.
Okay? Language is Mikdash Achron. Why Achron not Sheni?
I don't know. I think because of Tanakh. Because it says in the Tanakh, when I forget which one is Micha, prophesied, I think, about the same base in Mikdash. Maybe it's Chagai. No, not Micha. Well, I forget which one is Chagai, Zchariah, Malachi. I forget which one. Maybe, I think it was Malachi. He says, Gadol Yaakov Rabbi says, Eha Achron min Arishon. So the Navi called it Achron. So I think they're following the example of the Navi. Okay. Says Gemara, Al Shem.
You translate Ruach HaKodesh as really Shechina.
That's how I translated it, yeah. But because in the Bavli it actually calls it Shechina. So the question is whether Yerushalmi means something else. Whether the Mashbiach wants to say that Ruach HaKodesh is in fact different than Shechina. But I'm not so convinced. I think it means the divine presence in the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's what I think. I think here he also says the carbon Eidah says the Ruach Kodesh means there was no Nevuah in the second Beis HaMikdash. right? Because in the Vim sees. Mm-hmm. But I think that that's all function of Shekhinah. That's my impression, that all those things are connected. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it is Taka, the Nevuah itself. Okay, and the Pasuk teaches this, Al Shem, the Erza Bovi Kaveda. I want the Beis HaMikdash, and I will have cover with it. However, even though it's red, be kaveda of the ikavegzi, chaser, it's lacking a hay. These are the five things which are missing in the second base of Mikdash over the first base of Mikdash. Dilma, a maisa, Rabbi Bar Zavda, and Rabbi Tamchum, by Lord Rabbi Yoshua, Nafkitanes, they went out to a tainus. In other words, there was a tainus going on in the city. They went out to hear the speech. Doresh Rabbi Bar Bar Zavda, they went out to make speeches. Doresh Rabbi Bar Bar Zavda, he darshan. Nisali Vilveno Kabayim, let's lift up our hearts to our hands. Efshar, okay? It's possible like that. Isbar Nach Nasiv Libe Vyoiv Goliyate. And a person pick up his take out his heart and put it in his hands. They didn't have open heart surgery in those days. Elamau Nisa. So what does Nisa mean? Nisui Libinon, Nakaf Yodinon, let us pay attention. Like we say in Hebrew, to somet lev, which means attention. Let's pay attention to our hands, v'chakach el kel b'shamayim, and then to our Father in heaven. Meaning, let's make sure our hands are clean of all theft before we daven. Okay, because that's important. Kach, because this is the way it is. If yeah, sheretz beyond the shore, if a person has a sheretz in his hands, a tame rodent. Afilu toivel kub meir shiloch, even if it goes to the best mikvah in the world, the Siloam pool, or may bracious, or waters, or the waters of bracious themselves, or ain lo tara lomis, there is no tara, achi, yishlichum yado, if you puts the sheriff, throws the sheriff away, miyator is militor, so therefore we have to clean our hands of any theft or any improper deeds. Darshan, takum by loy, takum by loy, darshan next. By konu sari Yisrael, the officers of Israel were subjugated, Viamelch and the king. Vayomim, they said, Tzadik Hashem, God is righteous. Yerosh Hashem kinichtu, when Hashem saw that they were subjugated, Hayad var Hashem el Shmaya lemor, Hashem spoke to Shmaya. Nis'anu ain't ksivkan. Doesn't say fasted, that's not enough. El nichnu, they were subjugated. They subjugated themselves to God. Then lo ashri said, then they will not destroy them. Darsh Rabbi Yosha, Rabbi Yosha got up in Darshan. He's koshishu v'koshu. First adorn yourselves, then adorn others. Niskoshish karmon, let's adorn ourselves adlona koshish karmon before we adorn others. Now the thing is, he turned it around, Rabbi Yosha. Rabbi Yosha put it around, got people upset. He said, begin di socha b'nei nash, because there are people here, domina la'ilisham bishk Rabbi Yochanan, went and said lashon hara about me before Rabbi Yochanan. So he's actually saying, we have to rectify ourselves in that there are those among you who have wronged me. So we have to do something about that, right? So the two people got up. El Koham Aladina. First, so everybody should be judged. So Armin, they said, Havatamon, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Yami, they were all present in the congregation. The Koham, they got up, Ozalon, and they walked out. Now, we walked out the machlokas here, Kormeida, Pnei Moshe, where they walked out in protest over the speech. Or they may pretend that they were the Baalei Lashon Hara, even though, of course, they weren't, in order that nobody else should be held accountable for it. Also, because they were upset by the manner which Rabbi Yoshe wanted to smoke out the guilty party. Amrei Elezer, let's say, Shloshet Vorim, Mabatlim, Misagzera, Kasha. Three things undermine a bad Gzera. This, I don't think, is explicit in the Bavli, but it is famous, of course. Bailin, these are those, they filo tzdoko tshuva, right? I don't know why reversing the davening, you say in the sign of tokef, utshuva tfilo tzdoko, but it's the same idea. Ushloshan, and they're both all three, mi pasuk echon, all from one pasuk. It says, vikonu ami, let my nation become subjugated before me, asher nikro shmi aliyim, upon whom my name is called, vispalu, and they should daven, zut filo, that's davening, vivakshu ponai, they should quest my countenance, zut tzedakah, that refers to tzedakah, k'modatamah, like you say, ani b'tzedek echsepanech, with my tzedakah, I perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yoshumi darkei marami, they should repent from their evil ways, zot tshuva. Ima sukein, if they do all this maksita laws, they'd say, but what to say there, vaniyah shema shemaim, I will hear from the heavens, veslach lecha tosam, and I will forgive their sins, their parts are tosam, and I will hear the land.
Do you think there's a difference between mahavirin and mevatlin?
Of course there's a grammatical difference. It means two different things. Mahavirin means to push away, and mevatlin means to cancel. But I don't know if there's a theological difference between the two. Do you have a theological difference you want to make?
No, I don't. It's like intriguing that there is such a...
It's a good deal. I like it. It's possible, you're right, it's possible that mevatlin means to cancel altogether. Mahavirin is like push off any punishment. That's a good point. I like that. Okay? Needs more rias, but it might be true. Rabbi Chagai Dorish Hadar Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Chagai Dashin, this thing of Rabbi Lezer, Kol Shabbat Nesa, anytime there was a tainus. And of course, we say it every Yom Kippur, Tshuva Tfilah Tzadok Amar Venus Roh Tzugzera. Rabbi Lezer said, Sov Shata, the end of the year, Kishata, it's like the year, meaning the beginning of the year. And I mean, and it's going to explain what that means. I mean, Ofer Keta, from the dirt you will have in the summer, Lusis was saved for use in the fall. Napach Tzapona, if the wind, the north wind blows, Yatzel Levenecha, Yatzef Levenecha, according to the Pnei Moshe, which means, I forgot, see that, I guess, I'm not sure exactly what it means, see, the Pnei Moshe says, put out your bricks, so they get hardened, or somehow they get conditioned by the north wind, and that's good. Now, we're going to explain what this means now. Kol shana she'ema svina leb b'rishona, any year which we do not make tkiyah shofar, the beginning, which I assume means a Rosh Hashanah, although perhaps it means in the form of a tainus. So b'sof shema svina leb b'sof, at the end, they're going to be true to tanesim in the context of a tainus on rain. Kol she'ena chasa peirosea, apiris chavirisea, anyone who was not concerned with his friend's fruit, sof shema avedas peirosea, eventually loses his own fruit, and that means that you should always, what was the second one? I'm not sure what that refers back to, but in any event, you have to make sure always at the beginning to provide for what's going to come on later. And this is a separate thing, I guess, that if you're not mocking your friend's things, you're going to lose your own things as well. Amar Rabbi Acharach said, if you're not mach beginning of the year to do properly, then at the end of the year, verovayai machmitz, most of the wine goes bad. Now, out of the blue kind of, we say, Isav Asabin, there were old men in Tziporin, Karhav Reviso and Karmeso, and the first rains came, Havim Rechen Ba'afa, they could smell the dirt, beyond the Meimah, they knew what to say, Neime Shata, how much rain there was going to be that year. I guess, like we said, the amount of rain one is going to have that year is dictated on Rosh Hashanah, right? Because otherwise, and if you had a good Rosh Hashanah, then you know that you're going to have good rain. If you have a good Rosh Hashanah, you're not going to have good rain. So I guess they could already tell from the first rain when, how much rain is going to be the rest of the year. Of course, if there wasn't enough rain, then they fasted, things could change. But according to Derech HaTeva, once the first rains come, they could already tell how much rain there's going to be the rest of the year. Amrei Blazer, Blazer said, HaKazei Yetzom HaKharei, is this going to be the type of fast that I will choose? Ella, rather, what type of fast I choose? Yom HaNos Adam Nafsho, I'm sorry, the day of a person afflicting his soul ends at Tzom Shani Chavetz Bo. That's not a fast I want. Ve'ez at Tzom Shani Chavetz Bo, what's a fast I want? HaLozeh Tzom HaKharei, this is the fast which I want. Pasea chartzuvos resha, open the shackles of evil. Hater agados mutoa, take off the yokes of oppression. Hello, pros to revel agum, etc. It's free all the indentured servants. Hello, pros to revel agmechan, and extend to put to hungry people your food. Vanim rudim tavibais, and bring destitute poor people to your house to sustain them. That's the type of tzom which I like. Maksiba service that subsequent day. What does it say? Subsequent that. Oz tikra. Then you will call Hashem Yanan, Hashem will answer. Arm Shimon Lo, Shimon Lo said, Ksiv, it says, Ve'edia lemino alchetz. Says, water vapor came up from the land. The thing is, the word aid in Hebrew has another meaning, particularly with the yud. Besides water vapor, can also mean I shouldn't say catastrophe, but a calamity. Good word. Calamity. So he says, Allah shever mi lamatzon. If you bring upon yourself calamity down below, what does it mean? In other words, if you do true tshuva, right? The calamity here meaning is that you don't actually undergo physical the devastation, but you devastate yourself by sitting in a fast, right? Like we know, sitting in a fast is debilitating to an individual. So you debilitate yourself, of course, the shayish mind, but the proper perspective, then all the shev and the mat of that breakage down below goes up. Miyad shem yorad immediately the rains come down. Amar Rabbi Yechi, Rabbi Yechi said, Yarov kamator likhi. Right, very, very famous posse, and the Dvarim it says there should be come down like rain, my Torah. Now we dash in like this as follows: Kafu arpan l'tshuva. If you bow your head, your neck to do tshuva, miyadik shem yard immediately rain comes down. Rabbech of Atlas Esrei Tanitzer. Rabbech made 13 Tanios according to the Seder enumerated in our Mishnah. Below Nachas Mitzra didn't rain. Basofa. Not only that, it's a real shlamazel. On the last rain, last kindness, also guvai, the locust came. So they had 13 fasts for rain, didn't come, and now the locust came. Of Amar Kumein, so he came in and said before them, Chamun ma'da oranavdin. See what we're doing. Lo dohi the Navi Makaton, isn't this what the Navi prosecutes us or needles us on? It says, Alara kapayim leitiv. The person whose hands are bad comes to do good, meaning the way he explained his pasuk. Marie and Selza Kapayim were such hypocrites. We do bad things to each other with our hands, meaning we steal and cheat each other. Vivakshim Taiva, we're asking for the good of rain. Similarly, the pasuk goes on. Hasar Shoel, the officer asks, Eichan u hashochad likach. Where's the bribery I can take? And the judge says, pay me, and I will pay. And the great man says, Havas Navshohu Viabsua. This is, I'm not sure exactly what this means. It means the great man speaks. I don't know what it means. I don't know if there's an English Tanakh here. We'll just assume that it means something in the context there. The great man speaks that which is within his soul, and the Avsua, and it's distorted. Now we dash that Avdua Avye. No, the Avsua Avdua. I don't know where the pasuk ends. One second, let me get a note. On the person who has who's bad, he should do good things, he should become better. Hasar Shoel, the nobleman asks, Bashofet Bishilum, and the judge is in payment. Vagodo Dover, and the great person speaks, Havas Nafsho, whatever his soul wants, Hu Vayavtua. He distorts or creates a yoke. I'm not sure exactly what it means. So that many words which I read here, I read out of context. The way to read is like this: Alaraka paim leitiv. He tarshins that first white line means elzel kapayim. They do bad to each other with their hands of vachim toh. They want to be good. Hasar shoel. That's what the pasuk says. This word's a shar shoel. So now, Rabbi Brechia said, you know what the Sar Shoel? Echon HaShoch. In other words, all our officers, they just want bribes. He lived in Chicago, obviously. Everybody just wants, all the aldermen, they just want to be bribes. Echon HaShoch HaDlikach. Where's the Shoch I can get? Vashofet Shilum, Bishilum, that's the Pasuk. The judge is under payment. Was it Operation Silver Shovel? Shalem, and the way he does it, Shalem li Vashalem, pay me and I'll make sure that you get what's coming to you. Vagodo dove avas navshohu vayavsua. What does that mean? Avdua avya. This is again Rabbi Brecha speaking. Avdua avya. Do bad things. Avya the Kormei says bad things. Avdua kalia. And avdua kalia duhuvin. And do it with a braid full of gold coins. In other words, he also wants to be paid off. Umin man pasakla, was the pasuk go on to say about this? Tovam kichedek. That's the next pasuk. The good is like a crack. Tava dehon, the good in these people is kilin chidkayo, is like cracks. In other words, there's almost no good in these people. Then the pasuk goes on, yashar mimesucha, straight from a branch. So he dodges that yashar dehon, those who are straight among them, kilin suchaya, are like thorns. Meaning that even the straight people among them are thorny people. Yom, the pasuk goes on, Yom Mitzapecho, the day you are looking for it, Pekudas Chaba, your retribution will come. Yom Shir Tzipin Levacha, today was a fast when we thought we'd be redeemed. Ba'aleinu Guvai, we got locust after all said and done. Then the pasuk goes on, Atoti Emevu Chasam, now there will come their depression. So he said, the way he went, Brechidashin, Migo de Inam Baichon, when we are crying, not depressed, but crying, he darshins it, when we are crying, then, when we thought things might get better because we're so downtrodden, we got hit with the locust. No, it has a happy ending. Ubachun, ubachun, they cried and cried for Novus Mitra when the rain came. That doesn't say what happened to the locust, but at least it rained. So that after everybody was so depressed by this, the proper tshuva and it rained. Amishim ben Lakish. Now getting back to the people of Nineveh, we mentioned our Mishnah. Tshuva sharamayas also anji Nineveh. The people of Nineveh, they weren't such great guys. When they did tshuva, they were treacherous to God. Ma'asu, what they do? Another would say they did a superficial tshuva. What do they do? For example, Rabbi Chuna b'shem Amishim ben Chalapa said, "Hey, midu agolim ifni." They put the calves on the inside of a room. He'll say mibachutz. And the mothers on the outside of the room locked out, or siyachim, the young goats, the young donkeys, me if they on the inside, same chutz and the old, their mothers outside. Vavun ilin gaya min hacha, so each one was bleeding on each side, right? Dolefully. Ilin gaya min hacha, ilin gaya min hacha. Armin, so they said, ilmeis meram yisrachim alin, so they said to God, if you don't have rachmanas on us, leina marchein aleihem. But we're not going to have rachamin on the animals. They'll see that which it says, "Manencha behema." How anguished were the animals? Nivchu edrei bakar. Depressed were the herds of good cattle. So actually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was compelled to have rachmanis because of tzar bali chaim. Not just because people in Nineveh became big tzaddikim according to this, but because he didn't want the animals to suffer. That's what it really says at the end of Yonah. It says there that Hashem says to Yonah, it's a city with 120,000 people who behema rabba and many animals. So who cares? Many animals, right? Because of this, he doesn't want the animals to suffer. Am Rabbi Acharya said, "Barvaya of the king." In Arabia, they do that on a tinus even nowadays. I assume it means the Jews in Arabia. Vayiskasu, now goes on about Ninveh, it says, Vayiskasu sakim, they cover themselves with sackcloth to all the Vabema, man and animals. Vayikru elokim b'chosko, and they call out to God in strength. Ma b'chosko was the strength. Arshim el chalafta, chatzifosa. You see from this that with strength means they demanded from Hashem salvation. We see chutzpah, natzach, overcomes, here it should say here, the Gilshat changed from kishira to Bisha. In other words, even chutzpah overcomes bad deeds. Koshkin of the Vasishram, certainly if we do proper tshuva, or the people in Nineveh, they were brazen. They said, God, you got to atone for us. Like we said before, the animals, they said, if you don't atone for us, the animals will suffer. So we see even chutzpah works in the context of tshuva. Certainly, if you're going to do it the right way, then it certainly does work as well. It says there, Ninveh, everywhere should return from their bad way, when a chometz took away with the theft which is in their hands. On Rabbi Yochanan, to Rabbi Yochanan again, Darshan is for negatively for the people in Ninveh. Ma'ashur b'kafideim echziru. That which they had in their hands, the apparent theft they gave back. Ma'ashur b'shita tivu mito, but that which they had locked in their closets, they didn't give back. Because that nobody could you know, force them to give back. No echziru. Okay, ksiv, it says, kikir levavchem rip your hearts, v'el b'deichem not your clothing. B'shul Hashem l'keich return to Hashem your God, because he is merciful and pity, has pity. If you rip your heart to tshuva, so you don't have to worry about having to undergo rachmon slan avelus for your kids. But why does it say rip el Hashem Elokeichem? Why? So rest supposed to be an explanation. Turn to Hashem and rip me your clothes because he'll have mercy on you. Rabbi Shmuel Barav Nachmashem Rabbi Yerzit said, Erech af inksiv here. It doesn't say Hashem is long in his anger, singular, but Erech apayim, long plural. Now, apayim also means long in the face, not necessarily long in anger. So we say, Marich ruchoi matzadikim is long in two ways. In a good way with tzaddikim, he extends to them his grace, umarich rucho rishoyim, and he extends also his grace in a bad way to rishoyim. In other words, he waits them patiently to see if they'll do tshuva. If they don't, then their zapping will be even worse, to their detriment. Rabbi Yaakov Reitarchum Berbichia said b'shem b'yochan erchafin k'siv kan elchapayim. Marich rucho atshelo yikveh. It's interesting, a different perspective. Hashem is patient until he starts taking retribution, but once he starts taking retribution, marich rucho, he extends himself the other way. The gov, in other words, the retribution extends a long time too. Amrei Chin Achin said, "Man damar rachmana vachan." Anybody says Hashem forgoes, Yivasu m'nei milo, his innards will be foregone. And marich rucho, it's true, Hashem is patient. But when the time comes, Bikavi Diday, he takes back his retribution. Okay? Let's just do a little bit more. Amrei Levi Rebbe said, Mao Erech Apayim. What does Erech Apayim mean? Rochik Rogiz. He distances himself from anger. This is the Poshup Shine Erech Apayim, which we always learn. Shem doesn't get angry easily. Lamelech, it's like a king, Shayilu Shneili, Yonath Kashim had two tough legions. I don't know why it says two. The Karmei Ataka takes it out.
Because Apayim.
Yeah, but what are this? Yeah, that's true. I wonder what the significance of two is. All right, Amar HaMelech, the king says, if they live with me in the country, so the people of the country will get me angry. These legions which I have will automatically attack and decimate everybody. Send my legions far away. The people in my country get mad at me. By the time I send for the legions, will see the people appease me. I will accept their appeasement. So to Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hashem says, here are the two. Avichema, anger and wrath. Malach Chavolim, they are angels of retribution or destruction. And I'll send them far away. If the Jews get me upset, by the time I get my anger and wrath, see, Hashem's anger and wrath is not him. It's a tool he uses, right? So by the time he gets the tool, so to speak, again, the tool, since Hashem is Erech HaPayim, he doesn't use the tool quickly, so therefore, by that time, Am Yisrael might do tshuva, right? Now accept their tshuva. It says that the malachi chavod, these avenging angels, boyim, they come from a distant land, from the end of the heavens. It said not only that, Hashem locked the door in front of these malachi chavod. Hashem has to open up his treasure. The Yotzis Klizam will take out his tools of anger. So I do Pasach, may by the time he opens up, do Torah Rachme, I do Torah, while he's involved, Rachmi Kravin, maybe his mercy will come back. Okay? Tani B'Sher Meir, Kinei Hashem Yotzim Mimkomo, Hashem left his place. Yotzo lo mimidas mimido lemido. He goes from attribute to attribute. Yotzo lo midas adin. He goes from the attribute of din, lemidas rachmi, so to the mid of rachamim on Am Yisrael. We'll stop here for this evening. Okay. You want to know where we're supposed to be up to tonight? Yeah, I brought my luach with me. We're on Tainus Daf Tes. Where did I put my luach? What?